It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area, and of course worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Yes, the Nielsen ratings have us consistently in the top 10 New York AM radio. Nielsen, of course, the global measurement and data analytics company. Week in, week out, we deliver great business content. In fact, the last 2 weeks, we had shows that were presented by Investors Bank. We heard from Dominic A. Kama, the president and CEO, Bill Brown, chief retail banking officer, Richard Spangler, chief lending officer, Dorian Hansen, Anna Oliveira, and Michael McIntyre. The shows are archived, as all previous episodes are, at MYB Radio. MYBradio.com. Without further ado, going to tonight's very, very special guest, David G. Greenfield. He is the chief executive officer and executive director at Met Council. He's an accomplished legislator, popular law professor, noted media personality with broad experience in government and non-for-profit organizations. As CEO and executive director at Met Council, David has expanded the mission and services to help nearly a quarter of a million New Yorkers. That is correct. The exact number is more than 225 New Yorkers in need through a multitude of direct services and policy advocacy. David, I know you're under a lot of pressure these days, but I really appreciate that you took out the time to share with the listeners of Mind Your Business to give us perspective in light of the very, very pressing challenges that are going on today. David Greenfield, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you, Yitzhak Saflis. It's great to be here. I'm a big fan of the show, and I listen to it regularly, and it's really amazing on the insight that you provide. And I will just say, for those listeners who are out there, you know, you and I have been working together. I've been a client of yours in the past for probably 20 years now.
Thank you.
Certainly the smartest marketing genius that I know is you, and I really want to thank you on many projects back to even before I was in the city council and I was running campaigns. I would come to you for advice, and your perspective and marketing and messaging and positioning has really been invaluable to me and to all of the great work that I've been doing over the last 20 years. So I really just want to publicly thank you for that as well.
Very kind. Very kind. But now we're going to focus on, and I really appreciate that, but of course I want to focus on everything that you bring to the table. Now, I want to just, for those that are not familiar with David, and of course that's maybe a handful of people out there, because for sure the many tens of thousands that are tuned in are familiar with your work, certainly at the City Council, or through Sparta Community Federation, Teach NYS, etc. You're a very passionate individual, and you're a very proactive individual, and that's really the framework, and that's why really one of the primary reasons I wanted to get you on, because you just do not let the grass go under your feet. So now you're the CEO of Met Council. Can you perhaps just tell us a little bit about your journey, how you, you know, just a little bit about your background?
Sure. So ever since I graduated Georgetown Law School in 2001, so I guess we're coming on 19 years, I really dedicated my time and my life to trying to be helpful to the community and to the city that I grew up in. The community that I grew up in, of course, was in Brooklyn, New York, a very proud member of the Jewish community, but I feel that I have an obligation to the broader city as well. And so the work that I've really focused on since I graduated law school was really very, very much, and I'll tell you quickly about that journey, which is that actually, originally I was a corporate lawyer. I was working at a big firm in New York, and I was getting paid a lot of money, and I was 22 years old at the time when I was a corporate lawyer, and my father passed away, unfortunately, from a disease that he had for a few months, and I was on my way back flying from the burial in Jerusalem. I remember that I couldn't sleep, and it wasn't because I wasn't comfortable. Quite frankly, Yitzhak, I was sleeping in business class back then because I was getting paid very well, and I was 22, and I was single. So why not splurge, right? And I couldn't sleep because I realized that, you know, life is short. My father was 54 years old, and he was someone who had really cared about the community and always went out of his way to be helpful to people as a business person. And during his shiva, the traditional period of mourning where people would come and tell you stories. I would hear from people who would tell me literally how in his last week in the hospital, they would call him for advice and he didn't want them to know that he was sick, and they would be burdened and they wouldn't ask him for advice. So he was whispering. And the reason he was whispering was because he didn't have any voice left. And he told them, when they asked him, "Why are you whispering?" He said, "Oh, I don't want to wake anybody up. You know, people are sleeping in the house." And that's the kind of person that he was. And so it inspired me really to say, okay, I want to get into public service. You know, there are different ways to do public service. We see people right now, they're heroes, the doctors, the nurses, medical professionals. My talent really as an attorney is someone who understood and still understands public policy in a way that a lot of folks don't, and the intersection of law, politics, and policy, which essentially is how do you get things done on behalf of people and communities, specifically focused on New York City and New York State. And that's where I decided to use my talent. So I left the practice of law and I went to work for an elected official. I was chief of staff to a state assembly member. Then I worked on Senator Joe Lieberman's presidential campaign. Then I ended up running the Sephardic Community Federation, which is a group that represents the overall broader Sephardic community. Incidentally, one of the victims of coronavirus, Stanley Chira, who's an incredible philanthropist and donor and a close personal friend of the president's, he actually passed away, sadly, from coronavirus last week. And he was a great leader as well, who founded, co-founded the Sephardic Community Federation. So he's been a friend of mine for 20 years and really an amazing family. And I'm sorry for their loss as well. And it's really, you know, it's funny because and sad when we think about it, we're talking sort of like, you know, we're living in a very abnormal time, right? You know, normally we'd be talking about these things and we'd have sort of fond memories.
That's right.
And now as I talk to you and I'm thinking about sitting Shiva for my father, I'm thinking how sad it is that people actually are not able to sit Shiva in the normal way today, and they only have Zoom and no one's able to come to them and meet with them and to talk to them about their needs or about those people. When I was thinking back to how I spend the days at my father when he was very sick in the hospital with him, I'm thinking now how people actually are not able to be in the hospital with their loved ones because of the new rules and regulations for safety reasons. They don't let you be in the hospital with your loved ones as well. And it's really astounding and sad and honestly a scary time, I think, for a lot of people where everything's been turned upside down. And we're living in very uncertain times, and the unemployment is at record numbers in New York State. 2,000% more people have filed for unemployment in the last 2 weeks than ever before in the history of New York. And it's a very challenging time, which brings us really to my current job right now. As you know, I was the senior Jewish legislator in the New York City Council. Very fortunate that, you know, all of the lists, Power 100s, Power 50, well, you name it, I was on all of them. And thankfully, even post-government, I'm still on them as someone who's able to get things done in government in New York City and New York State politics. And I was the chairman of the Land Use Committee and the budget negotiating team, and I was on a speaker's leadership team. So I was really in a prime position to get things done. And I decided that I had a really unique opportunity to run the largest Jewish charity in the country, which is the Met Council on Jewish Poverty. The Met Council on Jewish Poverty is traditionally, I would say, best explain it really as a wholesaler. It's our job to back up all the smaller charities in New York. So, for example, every kosher food pantry in New York gets their food from Met Council. The 16 Jewish community councils, the JCCs in New York City, they get services and food and help from us. We own and operate 20 affordable housing buildings, 100% affordable housing in New York. So we have hundreds of employees, and we're the largest Jewish charity serving the poor in the United States. We have the largest free kosher distribution in the world. And it was a unique opportunity for me to come in and really focus it and run it like a business. And I think that's very appropriate for this radio show, Mind Your Business. My theory has always been on government and also in the not-for-profit world, which is that you can't run government like government is run, which is a bureaucracy, and you can't run nonprofits like they're a charity, right? You know the old saying, charity begins at home? Yeah. You have to run your charity like a business, because you need to have a bottom line, you need to have accountability, you need to be customer-focused. When I first came in, I told my staff, I said, look, the number one thing that we're going to do is we're going to treat these people like it's a restaurant and they're coming in for service. Mm. And one of my longtime staffers came to me, and this was after I held a staff meeting, just to put this in perspective.
Right.
In the 50-year history of the organization, we never had a staff outing, right? But that's just that's basic thing that you do as a professional, right? We never had that. So I instituted an annual staff retreat where the whole staff gets together. I did it at very low cost. I did it in one of the buildings that we own. I hired a caterer, and we had programming the whole day. staff gets a chance to know each other. So I spoke to the staff about the vision, where we want to go, what we want to do. So one of the staffers comes over to me after and says, look, David, you know, I appreciate what you're trying to do over here, but he says, you know, they're really not, they're not our customers, right? You know, they don't pay for these services. And I said, no, you're wrong, I said. They don't pay for the services because the rule of Met Council is we don't charge for any of our services. All of our services are free. We don't even take a copay like some organizations do, you know, a minimal $5 or $10. Right. It goes against our philosophy and our ethos. Every single service that we provide in every one of our 10 departments is 100% free at no cost. I said, but the community is paying for us, right? The community who contributes to Met Council, and these are our donors, they're paying, so these people are getting served. So you're wrong when you say they're not paying customers. They are paying customers. It's just like a gift certificate, right? Right. So if you walk into a restaurant with a gift certificate, you're entitled to the same service as someone who is fully paid themselves. And that has been the ethos for the last 2.5 years that I brought to the organization, which is, we have to treat people with empathy. We have to treat them with professionalism. We have to have accountability. I hire people to do data. We turn around the organization. We're very focused on our programs. And we're now best in class in everything that we do. You can walk into any one of my 20 buildings in New York City. You can't now, by the way, just so that you know, we changed the rules and regulations. You can't visit because we don't want to spread coronavirus. But if you would have walked in before coronavirus, you would have seen those buildings operate as well as any private building. The average rent in my buildings in New York City is $390 per unit, which includes utilities in a doorman building. You're not going to get that anywhere in America.
My guest is David Greenfield, the Chief Executive Officer at Met Council. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Are you struggling to have your voice heard in a loud, busy, and overwhelming environment? It takes 6 seconds or less for consumers to form an impression of your brand. You cannot afford to get drowned out by the world. Having a clear corporate narrative will help your business stand out and go from surviving to thriving. Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, has been helping brands craft their corporate narrative for nearly 3 decades. BLMG put together a guide to help businesses speak with authority and take control of your corporate narrative. Visit BrandStory2020.com for your free Surviving to Thriving Executive Guide for Business Growth. That's BrandStory2020.com to get your free executive guide to helping your business scale. Again, that's BrandStory2020.com. If your business is ready to thrive, visit BrandStory2020.com. BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Get ready to tell your story.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and this is my latest book, Be Amazing or Go Home. Now, it says 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone, not just your customers, but the people you work with and even the people at home who you love, who you hang out with, your family members, your best friends. These are habits about building relationships and creating confidence. And while it says 7, there's actually 35 habits broken into 7 categories. Really good habits like amazing people show up ready to amaze, which means you don't just show up on time, you show up maybe even a little bit ahead, prepared, totally head in the game. That really recognizing that great service when you take care of other people is not an accident, it's a habit that you've practiced over and over again. So I want you to think about it. This is the book, Be Amazing or Go Home.
Hey, Shep, I got to add a few words about this book, Be Amazing or Go Home. You know, let's give away one to a lucky listener. I have an autographed copy here on my desk, a hardcover copy, and we're going to give a copy. Of course, listen, you know, it's a great read, and everyone out there should go and buy it. You just Google it online, Be Amazing or Go Home, Amazon or many of the other bookseller platforms out there. It's available out there, and it's a very, very, not just a worthwhile read. I would say that this is a must read. This is not a luxury purchase. This is a necessity purchase, because if you want to understand how to amaze your customers, take it from the master himself, Shep Hyken. But, you know, we like giving away good things. I mean, we give away great content every single week here, just business content. And David Greenfield, tonight's guest, is sharing amazing, important business content from his perspective. However, that said, one lucky listener is going to win a hardcover copy of Be Amazing or Go Home. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Shep's book, Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest is none other than David Greenfield. For those that are wondering if he's still in the city council, he's not. He's had his impact there, of course. He is now, for the last number of years, the CEO at Met Council, the largest Jewish organization in America in terms of, from many different perspectives. In fact, I'm going to open with my next question. In today's Wall Street Journal, today, Friday, April 17th, by the numbers, $1.4 billion is the food bank's projected budget shortfall for sustaining operations over the next 6 months. Of course, that's across America. So perhaps we could just talk about that, and then I want to lead in, David, to how Met Council pivoted on short notice, on very short notice. The entire world operated on short notice, but managed to pivot and operate and in order to service so many more people, and yet under severely conditions that you were unprepared for.
So look, you know, the first thing is just to respond to the article that you're referring to in the Wall Street Journal. We've actually been saying publicly for the last 3 weeks, before anyone, the articles that you're seeing actually are generated by a public policy and media campaign that we've been running, where we've been publicly telling folks that food pantries are going to shut down. And we were right. We were the first ones who said it. If you Google David Greenfield or Met Council, you'll find over 100 stories about us in the last 3 weeks. We led a campaign together with City Harvest, which is a non-kosher food bank, one of the largest food banks in the country as well, and we worked together with Jilly Stevens, who's the CEO there, to educate people, and that's very important. You know, people can't solve your problem unless they know what your problem is. It's a very important lesson that I've learned, right, which is if nobody understands what your problem is, they can't solve your problem. The first thing I always do as a leader when people come to me and they say we have a problem is I spend a lot of time trying to fine-tune what exactly is the problem. And the reason it's so important, and honestly, I actually learned this from my friends in the medical field, right? You need to pinpoint the exact medical issue before you can treat it. People don't realize that in life it's the exact same thing. In business, in life, in relationships, you got to figure out first. I spend a lot of time figuring out what exactly is the problem, and then let's come up with a solution to that exact problem. Because if you don't do that, you could end up solving a different issue, which doesn't solve your underlying problem. And so what we realized 3 weeks ago is that there is going to be a problem where there's going to be a massive shortfall, and I'll explain to you why, mm-hmm. when it comes to food banks and organizations like ours. Now, keep in mind, we do 10 different things. We own 20 buildings where we provide affordable housing. We're the largest provider to low-income Holocaust survivors of services. We are the largest provider of domestic violence services in the Jewish community. We are one of the largest providers of senior services in the Jewish community. We also run America's largest kosher food bank. So there are all different areas, and I'll speak to the pivot in a moment. Mm-hmm. But specifically around food, what we noticed was, and we predicted, that food banks will start closing down. And we said this 3 weeks ago, and we started shining a spotlight on it. And the solution to the problem that we proposed was more funding from the city and state and federal government, some of which has come, but not all, obviously. But we have managed to move that needle a little bit, quite frankly. And I feel very good about that because we've done that in a very short time. This is sort of reminiscent, if you remember, yep. Jeff Coxafalos, you and I worked 15 years ago on a campaign to convince the state to provide a education tax credit, and we ended up getting a $600 million tax credit for school-aged children together with bottom-line marketing groups assistance. And so this is the kind of campaigns that we have to run. So we basically went out there and said, look, food banks are going to have three problems. The first problem is that most food banks are staffed and volunteered by people over the age of 60. They're going to be in quarantine. We're going to have staff to make up for them. The second problem is that they're going to run out of food because food banks traditionally are just there to help people who are generally in a cycle of poverty. Right now, we're dealing with people who have been okay. I had a donor of mine. Listen to what I'm saying, Yitzchak. Mm-hmm. One of my donors who gave me a four-figure contribution 6 months ago called me for help after his business collapsed. I don't want to get into more information because I don't want to embarrass the donor, but just to give you an example, this is a guy who was making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. His whole business fell apart, and in the matter of a couple of weeks, he had no money left. He had to call me to get food for Passover. That's what's happening out there. So the systems are incredibly strained. And the final thing that people don't realize is that there is a food supply issue. The reality is that if you go to any supermarket in America, you will see that the supermarket shelves are empty. That's not an accident. That has to do with supply and demand. And the fact is that people are staying home more, so they're eating more and they're buying more. And the supply cannot keep up with the demand. And so the costs have gone up. We can't even get basic staples. For example, we run the largest kosher food pantry. We order 100,000 dozen eggs at a time. 100,000 dozen eggs, think about that, wow. And 100,000 pounds of chicken. We've been struggling to get both because we're competing with Walmart and ShopRite, and even in the kosher chicken department, Empire Kosher shut down because of coronavirus. So we actually couldn't get enough chicken for Passover, and we're struggling to get those basic staples. So we went out there and we started telling people, we need to deal with this now, and we need to make sure that there's enough money to deal with this, and we asked the city and the state to each give $25 million, which they pledged that they would give to just help us with the short-term needs that we're going to have, even though we know the long-term needs are going to be a lot more great. Because I was an elected official and I dealt with crises and I saw upfront snowstorms and Sandy and the impact that that's had, I kept very, very close attention I was paying to this crisis. And what I realized was early on that this is happening in Europe. We're no different than what's happening in Spain and Italy. And I was a contrarian. A lot of people said I was crazy. You can ask my friends. They will tell you, it's like 6 weeks ago when I was in shul. 6 weeks ago, I walked around shul, and I told my friends, and they said, good Shabbos, which is a traditional Shabbos greeting in shul. They stick their hand out. I said, I'm sorry, I'm not shaking your hand because of coronavirus. And my friends looked at me. This is a popular shul. There's hundreds of people diving. And they looked at me and said, David, you're crazy. I said, no, I'm not. I said, remember this conversation we're having right now.
That's right. And your tweets. And your tweets. Anyone that's doubting this, you just look at the Twitter. Just look at your Twitter history. I recall seeing them back in Twitter 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, you can look at my Twitter, at NYC Greenfield. You can ask anyone who dives in my shul. They will tell me that they laughed at me. And I told them, I'm not shaking your hands because of coronavirus. And I said, you guys are joking right now, but I promise you that when it comes to April, when it comes to Pesach time, we will all be locked in our homes and we will not even be in this shul. And they said, no, it can't be. And then I went to APAC the next week, and APAC was a policy conference, and I was one of the few people there who didn't shake hands, and that was Sunday, March 1st. I'll never forget, I was standing in the Marriott Marquis on Sunday, March 1st in APAC, when I saw a tweet that said the first confirmed coronavirus case in New York State. I stopped what I was doing. I was talking to six people. I was in a conversation with them. I said, excuse me. I called my chief operating officer and I said, Rob, we need an emergency conference call tonight and every single night until we have a plan. So what plan? I said, a plan to deal with coronavirus. Plan to deal with coronavirus? I said, yeah. I said, if there's one case in New York, there's soon going to be tens of thousands of cases. That's how coronavirus works. And so we created an immediate plan. Every single night we sat there and we planned and we spoke and we figured out every department, our housing department, immediately we purchased, before anyone, we purchased masks, for our employees, and gloves for our employees, and Purell for our employees. Why? Because if you're in an apartment complex with seniors, and if one of your staffers is sick, they could spread it. I wanted to make sure that didn't happen. I want to make sure the staff themselves were protected. We started moving to a contingency plan. What would it take to have people work from home? Who has to work from home? Who can work on the front lines? What equipment do they need? I may have been the first nonprofit in New York City to actually purchase tens of thousands of masks for our frontline employees, understanding that you cannot ask people to stand there on the front lines and give out food if they're not protected. You're putting them at risk, and you're putting the public at risk. And I remember when we made this order, people said, wow, this is expensive. And I said, it doesn't matter. This is an unanticipated but emergency cost. We spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on PPEs because we had to protect our people. And so we had a plan in the food department, and we had a plan in every single department, and we pivoted right away. So what we started doing was immediately, for example, we created a crisis hotline, and it's open to all of your listeners. You send an email, crisis@metcouncil.org or help@metcouncil.org. To my knowledge, we're the only organization in New York right now where you can schedule a 15-minute appointment with a trained social worker who can help you walk through all of your options. You can speak to someone who can help you walk through all of your options in terms of if you lost your job and you need help, how we can help you. If you go to our website, metcouncil.org, we are trained to do that as well.
Mm. David, I know time is short, but I still have a lot to cover for the benefit of our listeners. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about how you motivate and energize your staff. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
Are you struggling to have your voice heard in a loud, busy, and overwhelming environment? It takes 6 seconds or less for consumers to form an impression of your brand. You cannot afford to get drowned out by the world. Having a clear corporate narrative will help your business stand out and go from surviving to thriving. Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, has been helping brands craft their corporate narrative for nearly 3 decades. BLMG put together a guide to help businesses speak with authority and take control of your corporate narrative. Visit BrandStory2020.com for your free Surviving to Thriving Executive Guide for Business Growth. That's BrandStory2020.com to get your free executive guide to helping your business scale. Again, that's BrandStory2020.com. If your business is ready to thrive, visit BrandStory2020.com. BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Get ready to tell your story.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and this is my latest book, Be Amazing or go home. Now, it says 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone, not just your customers, but the people you work with and even the people at home who you love, who you hang out with, your family members, your best friends. These are habits about building relationships and creating confidence. And while it says 7, there's actually 35 habits broken into 7 categories. Really good habits like amazing people show up ready to amaze, which means you don't just show up on time, you show up maybe even a little bit ahead, prepared, totally head in the game. That really recognizing that great service, when you take care of other people, is not an accident. It's a habit that you've practiced over and over again. So I want you to think about it. This is the book, Be Amazing or Go Home.
Hey, Shep, I got to add a few words about this book, Be Amazing or Go Home. You know, let's give away one to a lucky listener. I have an autographed copy here on my desk, a hardcover copy, and we're going to give a copy. Of course, listen, you know, it's a great read, and everyone out there should go and buy it. You just Google it online, Be Amazing or Go Home. Amazon or many of the other bookseller platforms out there, it's available out there, and it's a very, very, not just a worthwhile read. I would say that this is a must read. This is not a luxury purchase. This is a necessity purchase, because if you want to understand how to amaze your customers, take it from the master himself, Shep Hyken. But, you know, we like giving away good things. I mean, we give away great content every single week here, just business content. And David Greenfield, tonight's guest, is sharing amazing, important business content from his perspective. However, that said, one lucky listener is going to win a hardcover copy of Be Amazing or Go Home. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Shep's book, Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis. Here on 77 WABC, my guest is none other than the CEO at the Met Council, David Greenfield. David, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business. Before the break, we touched on, and this is really a key question, you're running the Met Council, which has hundreds of employees, volunteers. How do you get them to buy into the cause, to buy into the why of the organization, and why is that so critical, especially in times like these?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I think that, you know, one of the key things that we try to communicate with people is that you can see the impact that you're making yourself. And so we have something of a unique situation where we're able to show people how they're making a difference in the lives of others. So if you're coming as a volunteer, and we have literally thousands of volunteers every year, for folks who are healthy or who have had COVID already and have recovered and want to volunteer, they can email us volunteer@metcouncil.org. It's volunteer@metcouncil.org. I mean, it's an incredible feeling when we take you to for example, our newest partnership that we just launched with Uber, where we're delivering meals to Holocaust survivors. So you come to our warehouse, and you're packing boxes of food, and you know this food that you're packing is now being put into an Uber car that we have in partnership, and that's going to be delivered directly to a Holocaust survivor who is stuck at home, who's in her 90s, who has no kids, who has no one to care for her. I mean, that's an amazing feeling. So we make it really real. And I think that part of the challenge always, and I'll tell you a story about a Holocaust survivor in a moment, I think part of the challenge is, you know, it gets lost in the numbers. One of the great tragedies, I think, that we have happening right now in New York is that so many people have died that we started to have a conversation, oh, okay, 750 deaths a day? Oh, we're doing better at 700 deaths or 620. That's appalling. That's not better. That's crazy, right? When there is a mass shooting in a public school, right, and 30 kids die, we're like, oh, my God, that's 30 kids, because we can understand that. We can comprehend that. It's very difficult to understand the scope of work that we do because we do so much work. So when I tell people that we have affordable housing, 20 buildings in New York City, it's tough. When you hear the story of one person, when I tell people that we fed 201,000 people before Pesach, before Passover, that's tough to understand. When I tell people that we're doing now 1,000 emergency deliveries to Holocaust survivors, that's tough to understand. But when I explained to you that one of our volunteers, before we started with Uber, it was a smaller project, and now we're trying to ramp it up, and we're really trying to work on a mission to try to reach as many Holocaust survivors as possible. And remember, these are folks who are, have to be at home. They can't go out. Their life is at risk, and they're in their 90s now. One of the volunteers who called me and said, hey, I had coronavirus. I'm clean. I want to volunteer. I said, look, you have to wear a mask anyways, but sure, you can volunteer. He calls me up afterwards and says, David, I just want to tell you a story. He says, I delivered food to a 96-year-old Holocaust survivor. And as per the rules, I brought her the box, and I knocked on the door, and I said, hi, I'm here for Met Council to deliver the food, but I have to walk away because we will not allow them to even come within a few feet. My volunteer needs to walk away so that way the Holocaust survivor is protected. So she tells me, the Holocaust survivor, this is coming from the volunteer, tells me, please don't go away. I said, what do you mean? She says, I need to talk to you for a minute. He said, okay, but only through the door. She's talking to her through the door. She says, I want you to know I went through the Holocaust, and it was the worst experience, obviously, of my lifetime. She said, but at least in the Holocaust, she said, I lost my friends and I lost my family. I was with other people. She said, I'm sitting here alone in a 200-square-foot apartment. My friends have passed away. My husband passed away. I have no kids. I have nobody to talk to, she said. It is the second worst experience of my lifetime. Thank you for coming, and thank you for bringing the food. And I think what people forget is every life is precious. It breaks me when I see on Twitter or on Facebook or in the news, there was a dip today. Thank God we're down only from 750, which is 620. That's crazy. 620 people died from coronavirus in the most sophisticated, successful city in the world just today. That's not normal. That should crush us. But it's difficult for us to absorb that. So what I always try to do with my staff and my volunteers, and I'll tell you something very interesting, I require my staff to volunteer. I know this sounds strange, Yitzhak, but I require them to volunteer. What that means is that even the people who work in the accounting department, 1 week a year they have to take off and they have to volunteer to see the impact that they're having. Because it's difficult to connect with people, right? Because you're an accountant and you're thinking, well, what do I have to do with the people on the front lines of the Holocaust survivor or the victim of abuse? The answer is no. I want you to volunteer. Pick anything you want. I want you to volunteer so you can deliver food, so you can see the impact that you're having. So the rest of the year you know, yeah, you work in accounting, but because you're in accounting, that Holocaust survivor is getting her food.
David, I know we have only 3 minutes left, so two questions. Number one is just, how in the world do you deal with pressure? I'm sorry, I got to ask you that question.
So I'll tell you something very interesting, honestly, and this is just the truth, and I actually never really thought about it, but this is really what I believe. You know, in the last few years, those people who know me will know that I really have tried to become more physically fit. And that's for two reasons. One of which is, thank God I have young kids and you want to be healthy for your kids. And the other is, I find, for me, that exercise actually is a great release in terms of stress. So I try to exercise every day, even for a few minutes. People tell me I have no time to exercise. I say, look, I get it. I said, I sleep 3 to 4 hours a night, depending on the night. Now, honestly, I'm averaging 2 hours now during the crisis. I usually exercise after midnight. So I get that you don't have time, right? I usually exercise between 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning. I exercise. In fact, a couple of years ago when I was a council member and I was running through my neighborhood, I got pulled over by cops because I was wearing a sweatshirt and I was jogging. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, and good for them. They did their job. They pulled me over. Who are you? Where are you running from? I was like, no, I'm a council member. They're like, what? I said, guys, let me show you. Hold on a second. They put the flashlight. They're like, oh, my gosh, council member. Yeah, it's you. I exercise at 12 to 1 o'clock at night. But the moral of the story is not that you should exercise, because I know it's difficult for people, but here's what I'm telling you, what I learned from exercising is when you start lifting weights, the first weight you pick up is 10 pounds, and then eventually you can pick up 15 pounds and 20 pounds and 25 pounds and 100 pounds, right? Just the way it works, incremental. I think pressure is the same thing. What people need to realize is that when you have leaders who are under pressure, they need to have had pressure throughout their lives to deal with the pressure, because otherwise they're going to crack. You can't tell someone who's lifting weights for the first time you should bench press 200 pounds. That person is going to go to the hospital,
right?
It's the same thing in terms of leadership and pressure. Having done this community work as a nonprofit executive, as an elected official, having gone through crisis before for 20 years, It's that training that allows you to be ready for now what is ultimately the most difficult job that I've ever had in my life. And the reason I say that is that people need to understand that when you have these challenges in life, and a lot of people don't appreciate it at the time, it sets you up to be more successful for the next challenge. So people have golden lives. People are out there saying, man, if only my life was perfect. It's actually not great because no one's life is perfect. And if you haven't had challenges in life and have had the opportunity to overcome small challenges, you'll never be able to overcome the big challenges. And that's actually why I believe cumulatively people out there should know when you've had a challenge and you overcame that, it was good for you. And it's going to make you a better leader and a better executive and also a better parent and friend as well, because you're going to understand how to deal with the stress the same way that you don't start bench pressing 200 pounds, you start bench pressing 20 pounds. You incrementally move up, and that's honestly what helps you get to where you have to be.
Such great advice, such great takeaways. Dave, before I let you go, perhaps you could share one final thought with the listeners of Mind Your Business.
Look, it's a scary time out there. I'm on the front lines, and I see what's happening. And I think that one of the opportunities right now that we have, and I've been thinking about this a lot, is really to reevaluate priorities in life. In the sense that people have lost their jobs, and that's challenging, and that's a horrible situation. And obviously people have relatives in the hospital, and people have relatives who have passed away. I think that the one opportunity over here is that don't let this crisis go away without using it as an opportunity to ask yourself that when things restart, what's important to you? Were you really happy in that job? Did it really make sense to you? Should you spend more time with your family? Are friends more important to you? Is your religion more important to you? I think that all of us essentially were on a roller coaster ride, right? And we got off the ride. And now we're like, whoa, what's going on over here? We're not on the ride anymore. And that's tough and that's difficult, but it's also an opportunity. And there's an opportunity to rebuild and to make your life, I know it sounds crazy to people, but I really believe this, you can actually make your life better as a result. Focus on what matters to me. Maybe it's not a terrible thing that you can work less and spend more time with your family, even if that means making less money. Maybe it's not a terrible thing if you can start studying more because that's more important to you. Maybe it's not a terrible thing for you to say, you know what, that job wasn't for me. I'm going to look for a different opportunity when this comes out or try to be more entrepreneurial. So there can be good that comes out of it. I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime event that can reset and allow people to really refocus and readjust on what really matters to me in my life and how do I pursue that. It's not easy. It's a very challenging time, to be sure, but there still is an opportunity to make lemonade out of lemons, and I would encourage people to focus on that.
David Greenfield, CEO at Met Council, thank you so much for joining, and we'll be right back after these messages and wrap up the show. Stay tuned.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and this is my latest book, Be Amazing or Go Home. Now, it says 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone, not just your customers, but the people you work with, and even the people at home who you love, who you hang out with, your family members, your best friends. These are habits about building relationships and creating confidence. And while it says 7, there's actually 35 habits broken into 7 categories. Really good habits like amazing people show up ready to amaze, which means you don't just show up on time. You show up maybe even a little bit ahead, prepared, totally head in the game. That really recognizing that great service when you take care of other people is not an accident. It's a habit that you've practiced over and over again. So I want you to think about it. This is the book, Be Amazing or Go Home.
Hey, Shep, I got to add a few words about this book, Be Amazing or Go Home. You know, let's give away one to a lucky listener. I have an autographed copy here on my desk, a hardcover copy, and we're going to give a copy. Of course, listen, you know, it's a great read, and everyone out there should go and buy it. You just Google it online, Be Amazing or Go Home. Amazon or many of the other bookseller platforms out there, it's available out there, and it's a very, very, not just a worthwhile read. I would say that this is a must read. This is not a luxury purchase. This is a necessity purchase, because if you want to understand how to amaze your customers, take it from the master himself, Shep Hyken. But, you know, we like giving away good things. I mean, we give away great content every single week here, just business content. And David Greenfield, tonight's guest, is sharing amazing, important business content from his perspective. However, that said, one lucky listener is going to win a hardcover copy of Be Amazing or Go Home. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Shep's book, Be Amazing or Go Home. 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Was so special catching up with David Greenfield, the CEO at Met Council. I've been working with David for a long time, many years. Yeah, I would say close to 2 decades I've known David. Actually, he reminisced about his father. I'm going to share a story that I had with this father, because I'm good friends with David's brother as well, Rabbi Yitz Greenfield. Me and Yitz, if you're tuned to the show, this is we bought our first car together. Okay, we bought a car, and David's father took us to Queens to go get this car for, I think it was like $200, and we drove back on the highway, and David's father, which is of course Yitz's father as well, was reminiscing about life and talking about how to be. What was so fascinating, how to be tough and tender, which you find in David. I mean, you've heard it, in where you have to know how to deal with any type of pressure situations, yet at the same time, with a great degree of sensitivity. That was his dad. And of course, you heard that. Everyone heard that now in David. In case you're just tuning in, no worries. By Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be up at mybradio.com. It will be up at mybradio.com. I would like to also give a shout out. I'm sorry. I was in the middle of talking about David's father. Yeah, so about that car. What happened was, just as far as the car, my producer's way, what happened to that car? Well, it was a $200 car. So it didn't last that long. We had it for like a week and the transmission went out. But it was good while it lasted, and we learned a thing or two. Yeah, if you're tuning in, you remember that car, that big yellow What was it? A big Chevy? And this goes back. We got it when we were in camp. I mean, this goes back a while. But the car didn't last that long. Sorry. Listen, for $200, you know, you get what you pay for. But okay. But let's just recap one of the points that David ended off with. And we've heard it when we spoke a number of weeks ago with Norm Traynor and Keita Deming. And you could pick up that episode by going to mybradio.com. He said, never waste an opportunity. Never waste a crisis. Even though this is a unfortunate, a terrible opportunity, of course, we're praying for everyone out there. Everyone should be safe and well. But for those that, and as most Americans are, you know, holed up in their homes, in quarantine, or just in stay-at-home orders. It's a time to reflect. It's a time to think, what can I still accomplish in my lifetime? What goals and aspirations do I have? Use this opportunity. And David was talking about it as his final takeaway. Now let's also reflect on the week after that. We had Shep Hyken on the show. Also, he shared great perspective. And Shep Hyken is someone who speaks publicly out there. And I'm going to share his feed just so that you understand the type of quality guest that we get here on the program. Shep Hyken gets $25,000 to speak, $25,000. And he's worth every penny. When he speaks, he gives it all he got and all he has. And his strength and his experience is all about the customer experience. And that's how we've been playing some ads, and we've been talking about our giveaway this week. I just have to give a plug again. Our giveaway this week is the book, Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 Customer Service Habits That Create Confidence with Everyone by Shep Hyken. It's an autographed hardcover copy, the seven customer service habits that create confidence with everyone. The title is Be Amazing or Go Home. Of course, you can order it on Amazon unfortunately, most bookstores, if not all, are closed today, but you can order it online, Barnes & Noble or directly. You just Google it, Shep Hyken. You'll see a number of his books. We've interviewed him about The Convenience Revolution. That was another one of his titles. He's a prolific author. But the book that we're giving away, one lucky listener can win it, Be Amazing or Go Home. You have to text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win the book, Be Amazing or Go Home. Then after that, over the last 2 weeks, we had two independent programs here on the Mind Your Business on 77 WABC presented by Investors Bank. The first week, we heard from Dominic A. Kama. He's the president and CEO of Investors Bank. Then we heard from the chief retail banking officer, Bill Brown, who also talked about, we all want to know, how do we protect ourselves from online phishing, scammers? Cybersecurity is such an important topic. Bill Brown discussed it on the show 2 weeks ago. And then we heard from Michael McIntyre, head of business and government banking. The week after that, we heard from Richard Spangler, Chief Lending Officer, Dorian Hansen, Chief Marketing and Product Officer at Investors Bank, Anna Oliveira, Retail Marketing Executive. She talked about onboarding the Gold Coast Bank, and they became part of Investors Bank. How did she pull that off during times like this? She discussed it. Michael McIntyre, head of business and government banking. And they all shared their unique perspective from their executive leadership positions. And they had great takeaways that you can apply in your business as we try our best to make it through these very difficult and challenging times. Well, we're almost out of time, so I just want to remind the listeners again, our giveaway this week is the book by Shep Hyken, Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 Customer Service Habits That Create Confidence with Everyone by Shep Hyken. He's a New York Times and a Wall Street Journal best-selling author, there you go. The book can be yours by texting over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Be Amazing or Go Home. Well, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. A special thank you to David Greenfield, the CEO at the Met Council, for carving away some precious time to share with us. He had great perspectives, and in case you're just tuning in, no worries. In case you tuned in late, the entire episode will be up at mybradio.com, mybradio.com by Tuesday morning. And tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Are you struggling to have your voice heard in a loud, busy, and overwhelming environment? It takes 6 seconds or less for consumers to form an impression of your brand. You cannot afford to get drowned out by the world. Having a clear corporate narrative will help your business stand out and go from surviving to thriving. Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, has been helping brands craft their corporate narrative for nearly 3 decades. BLMG put together a guide to help businesses speak with authority and take control of your corporate narrative. Visit BrandStory2020.com for your free Surviving to Thriving Executive Guide for Business Growth. That's BrandStory2020.com to get your free executive guide to helping your business scale. Again, that's BrandStory2020.com. If your business is ready to thrive, visit BrandStory2020.com. BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Get ready to tell your story.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.